In the 4 months since the hurricane, the extraordinary amount of damage to the main East Coast Marine base has kind of flown under the radar. That's because it just isn't spectacular. When you drive around the massive base, all you see is dozens and dozens of blue tarps draped over roofs.
Obviously, we've had more water damage from last night. It was dry in here the last time.
Tony Scholler is a civilian with the command that oversees East Coast Marine facilities. He took me inside the now abandoned headquarters of the 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit. It had rained the night before.
Clearly, the roof still has some leaks in it, and last night's rain would have leaked some more in it.
All told, 70 buildings need major renovations, and about 130 will have to be replaced. Among them, the main headquarters for East Coast-based fighting forces, which was built in 1942 as a hospital.
It has 14 separate wings, like the old hospitals would have. It's our largest headquarters building on base.
Major General Vincent Colonnais oversees all Marine Corps facilities.
We don't want to repair a 376,000 square foot building that really wasn't configured correctly. It's got 70,000 feet of hallway.
He says it must be demolished and replaced with a sturdier, more efficient building farther from the riverfront it sits on now. Climate experts say Congress should be prepared to pay for a lot more damage like this to crucial bases. Shana Udvardi is a climate resilience analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists.
So what we know with climate change and global warming is that we're going to see more extreme weather events, and this means more powerful storms, more rising seas, and heavy rainfall events.
Udvardi was one of the authors of a 2016 report that underlined threats that climate change poses to U.S. military bases, including Lejeune. Other bases, including Parris Island, Naval Air Station Key West, and the world's largest naval base in Norfolk, face even greater risks.
The military already knows climate change indeed is a national security threat. And this is one very important military base, and we're very concerned, as is the Department of Defense, on how we can continue to ensure readiness in a world of changing climate.
At Lejeune, it's not just the buildings that were damaged. A Marine-owned rail line that ships heavy equipment on and off the base and to a nearby port for deployment is still unusable. A swing bridge to the barrier island where the Marines do their signature amphibious assault training needs to be replaced. And the training beach itself was partly washed away. Colonel Brian Wolford is Chief of Staff for the Maine East Coast Fighting Forces Command, the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force, or 2MEF. He showed me around that 14-wing Maine headquarters where rain had flooded even the second floor. Everywhere, drywall, drop ceilings, and insulation were missing.
The MEF is back to work. We have a mission to accomplish, but we're doing it in suboptimal conditions. We're also employing field techniques across the MEF when we have facilities that no longer can perform their mission.
Field techniques mean things like trailers, 61 now and another 140 on the way. And two or even three units are packed into headquarters designed for one. On cold days, Marines wear coats indoors because the moldering insulation was ripped out of ceilings and walls.
You know, things that normally take, 1 hour take 2 to 3 hours to do.
And not included in the $3.6 billion. Hundreds of on-base homes are still being repaired. Marines transferring in are being told to leave their families behind if they can't find suitable housing. I'm Jay Price in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.